Halloween by Anne. I'm Anne. Let me tell you about Halloween. First, we prepare by buying lots and lots of candy. And we play Halloween music really loud. We cut off the top of a pumpkin and gut it and carve it, and then we knock. Visitors. Goes the door.
Trick or treat!
Kids say. And a few seconds later, we hear them walking out the door. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Before that, we get costumes. Sometimes we have to get a costume at the last minute. Like last year, my brother wore a cardboard mask with a smiley face on it. Eesh. Except the pumpkin, there's usually no decorations. We roast pumpkin seeds and put them in the food that we make. It goes onto the stove. When I'm gutting the pumpkin, I look at the pumpkin seeds. They look so slimy and disgusting, but everybody seems to like them. Ugh. We put them in pumpkin pie and pumpkin muffins. We eat after trick-or-treating, but we barely ever make any food. The way Halloween was started is kids would go around in costumes at the end of harvesting season and ask the farmers for food. And if they didn't get any food from the farmers, they would end up egging their house or something. That's where the whole trick-or-treat thing came from. What it really means is fun, family, and, of course, the candy. Finally, time to go. Get on our costumes and get our candy bags, and out we go! Candy, candy, here we come. The wind is blowing, and it takes so long. After trick-or-treating, we come home, all tired. We lay down on the floor and spread out all of our candy and sort it into different piles and eat 3/4 of it. That night, we don't sleep too well because of all of the sugar. And the next day at school, I walk in, and I come in so tired because last night was so tiring.